podcast feed.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Podcast. iPod.org.
Podcast.
Openpodcast.org. Podcast.
Podcasting almost live.
Everything digital. The Everything Digital Podcast. And that is Capone de Duanier from The Amphibians off of GarageBand.com. It's Thursday, December 2nd, 2004. I'm Alan Joyce. This is the Everything Digital Podcast. And this is my second attempt at this. The first time, I don't know, about 6 minutes into it, maybe. For some reason, my setup here through Sound Flowerbed started giving me a whole lot of lag between the time I said something and played back through my headset. So, I don't know about that. Anyway, it's fixed now. I just restarted all the different programs that make up my setup here, so everything seems to be fine now. I guess we'll see once it gets around 6 minutes. I don't know what went wrong. Anyway, I guess we'll start with the 5 5-second technology headlines for today. Alright, the word blog topped Webster's Online Dictionary's top searches recently. Apple's iTunes Music Store is now available in Canada. AOL has launched a consumer version of its AIM voice conferencing system. The Mozilla Foundation is debuting Thunderbird, a new free standalone email client. And Gateway is returning to the Japanese market after 3 years of absence. And those are the short headlines for today. There are links to those full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.tk. So, recently, my hard drive has been acting very, very weird. Basically, when I restart my computer, I've got probably around 800 megabytes of available space. I don't have a very big hard drive, 10 gigabytes. So I have 800 megabytes of available space when I restart, and then maybe half a day or just a couple hours later, after a couple hours of use, it's down to like 600. A couple more hours of use, it's down to 400. A couple more hours, it's down to 250, and it's giving me this hard drive almost full warning. And it's not like I'm transferring a bunch of data onto it or anything. It's just I'm doing stuff on my computer, just regular programs. This seems to happen a little more. The diminishing of the free space seems to happen a little faster when I'm running like processor-intensive programs. So I'm thinking maybe it has something to do with the computer dumping the RAM content onto the hard drive and then not removing it. So when I'm doing a lot of processor-intensive stuff, it ends up dumping more RAM on the hard drive and just accumulates and gives me less and less free space. And then when I restart, it clears it somehow and everything's fine. Anyway, just recently, I got down to pretty close to 0 megabytes there, and wasn't able to save anything. I had to like go into my hard drive, delete something, and then I was okay. And then I just immediately restarted as soon as I'd saved everything, and then I was back up to 800. Now I'm down to 600, maybe even less by now. So what I did with Sound Studio is for these podcasts, I started using my external 20-gigabyte hard drive as the scratch disk for Sound Studio, so it doesn't have to record directly onto my hard drive anymore. I usually always save to my external anyway instead of saving it to my hard drive, but now when I'm actually recording, it's transferring this to my external hard drive instead of my main hard drive, because I don't think my main hard drive would be able to store the show anymore. The free space is dwindling, so I'll probably restart right after I finish all of this the business surrounding the show, and then hopefully be back around 800 for another couple hours of use. So if anyone out there has any ideas as to why this is happening, I, you know, really welcome your comments, your emails. I don't know, it started probably a couple weeks ago, maybe a little more, and it's just, it's seems like it's getting worse and worse. And hopefully I'll get a new computer in a couple months when the PowerBook G5s come out, and that'll of course solve the problem. But if anyone has a temporary fix, or something to at least make it a little better, or even just an idea of what it might be, that'd be really helpful. I've looked on the internet and haven't really found anything. So, anyway, alright, looks like this is about 6 minutes, so if the lag starts now, I wouldn't be surprised, but it seems like we're okay. Anyway, moving on, I don't know if you've heard, but Ken Jennings, the Jeopardy Super Whiz, has lost, and he's been eliminated. He lost to a real estate agent from California named Nancy Zerg, and she beat him 14,001 to 8,799. And so his 74-game record winning streak is over. He won a total of $2,520,700 in his streak, and H&R Block calculates that $1.04 million of those earnings will go to federal and state taxes. And I think that's crazy. So, anyway, government will be happy with that. Then I think, 10% goes to the Mormon Church, because he is a Mormon. Big cut on his earnings there, but he'll still have plenty to spend. So anyway, if you hadn't seen him, I'm sure they'll be playing replays of the episodes he was on. Okay. There's my cell phone there. I'm going to stop this for just a second and go answer that. Okay, I'm back. And I think everything... All right, recording again from where I left off. So, let's see. Where was I? Yes, done with the Ken Jennings, and on to a song that I found on the internet. Attorney General John Ashcroft has recently resigned, but I thought we might want to remember him with this song by John McCutcheon, and that is from folkmusic.com, link in the show notes. This is John McCutcheon's Ashcroft Army on the Everything Digital Podcast.
I saw him on TV last night in a suit of somber blue. He said it's time for all Americans to do what we must do. So take out your x-ray glasses and your decoder rings. We need ordinary people to keep an eye on things. So I want to be in Ashcroft's army. I want to be a spy. I want to watch my neighbor's doings, kiss your rights goodbye. In this legal devolution, a perfect time for retribution. Let's just can the Constitution. I wanna be a spy. Yeah, I wanna be in Ashcroft's army. I wanna be a Fed. I might look like the meter man, but I'm a spook instead. Delivering pizzas or the man. Buddy, you can never tell. I'll haul your sorry ass to jail. I wanna be a spy. If I wanna be in Ashcroft's army, I wanna be a sleuth. I'm gonna catch some terrorists. Don't worry about the truth. If I see you hanging around, you're wearing a turban or your skin is brown, you're gonna take a ride downtown. I wanna be a spy. I wanna be in Ashcroft's army. I wanna be a mole. It's time to show the rest of my neighbors just who's in control. The vice president said shame on you. The attorney general said it too. Don't you criticize what we do. I wanna be a spy.
I wanna be in Ashcroft's army. I wanna be a G-man. He used to be a senator, but now he is a free man. He's attorney general instead, 'cause the people of Missouri said we'd rather vote for a guy who's dead. I wanna be a spy. Yeah, I wanna be in Ashcroft's army, but still you gotta wonder, where was all of this spying when Adelphia went under? When Enron ran off with the loot and WorldCom went right down the chute, some terrorists wear pinstripe suits. I wanna be a spy!
And that is Ashcroft's Army from John McCutcheon. And I like that last line. And I've seen him actually live in concert, and he is a very nice guy and very funny, and very he got some great song ideas and nice lyrics there. That is from folkmusic.com again, and that is John McCutcheon. Let's see if I can get it. My New York Times circuit section was delivered this morning, and I look forward to it every week. Not so much to see, just to see what's new in the technology world, but more to see what elements of the technology world are being actually reported on from the major news organizations. Well, I guess just the New York Times. But anyway. So this week, front page, I want my Moscow TV article about getting TV into your house and then relaying it to your laptop, which can be anywhere in the world, and then getting the TV right on your laptop, and a couple ways to do that. They've got, they've also got product from Sony featured here, Sony's Vision in Motion. They've got, it's a portable video player and receiver from Sony. Let's see, they talk about the HD DVD format here. As we go inside, a little more about HD DVD and little bit about iPods and someone who runs a service converting CDs into MP3 and putting them on iPods. I don't know. Seems like a pretty simple thing to do yourself, but I guess there's people out there who'd rather pay someone to do it. Let's see. Something about campus snacks. I think I read this. About Columbia University. There's an internet business there where that's started by students, and you can order midnight snacks on the internet, and they will be delivered to your dorm. Picture a bunch of kids on bikes. And here's the thing I really want to talk about. They've got an article on should your PC be your telephone? And they talk about voice over IP and internet telephony services. However, they never mention Skype. They mention AT&T, Lingo, Packet 18, Verizon, Vonage, Cablevision. No Skype. I don't know. Maybe they were just talking about like the major organizations. But Skype is pretty big in internet telephony. Looking at all these choices here, it seems like they're all monthly subscription type things where you subscribe and then they seem to be unlimited minute packages, all from like $20 to $35. But then Skype, I mean, free over the internet calls, and then Skype out, which is ridiculously cheap calls to landline phones. I'm surprised they didn't mention it. I don't know. I guess you know, I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but maybe, just maybe, they got a little compensation for mentioning these big companies here. And let's see, moving on, a device to help the blind find crosswalks. They've got a little bit about museum computers and how they're getting more interactive. And then this is what I love. Their Newswatch section is wonderful. They've got different categories, and in each one there's a new product this week that is revolutionary in that category, and they just have a little picture of it and a short description. So this week they've got let's see, no return DVD rentals called Flex Plays. And these are the DVDs that you get, and what is it, like, and, yep, there's my delay again. Well, I'm just going to keep going. I hear this, like, rip in it, and then it just starts, it's so confusing to talk with it, got to ignore it, and then it just starts doing this long delay. So anyway, I'm unplugging my headphone now because this is bothering me. Okay, so, yeah, anyway, these DVDs, you buy them, and then 72 hours later, they turn black. and they are no longer playable, and they're like $5 or something. And then the only thing is, you got to watch them in 72 hours or they're gone. And a lot of people like to keep rentals for longer than that, so I don't know. Maybe they'll be able to adjust the time that it takes for them to turn black. Anyway, another cool thing here, a Wi-Fi detector. And this one, unlike most, actually has an LCD screen on it. So it tells you the name of the network and the signal strength and the channel and the encryption and all that, those vital statistics. Let's see. And there's a couple other things. A couple less interesting things. Just kind of got to kind of skim through some of these articles. And let's see, a little more, yeah, another whole page on that television from a distance story, and then that's it. So there's the New York Times Circuit section for this Thursday, and it comes every Thursday, by the way. I think you can subscribe just to the Circuit section if you want to. I think New York Times offers that. But also the short versions of the stories are available online at, and there's a link in the show notes, nytimes.com/circuits. And so I think I'm going to leave you with that, and this, now my computer's really messed up. Hopefully it's still recording this, but now it's just emitting a beeping sound instead of a playback. So hopefully this exit music is going to work. Here we go. So this is La Tribu, I believe it is pronounced, Sylvia from GarageBand.com, and feel free to post comments in the podcasting section of everythingdigital.tk, or call 1-484-737-0669, leave an audio comment, and hope this music is working, and I will see you on the next podcast.